been probably a little bit like the team, bit inconsistent, and I definitely have a lot more to give to the team, and I'll be looking now that I'm out on the park after having a few weeks off with the Achilles. Be looking to have a lot of impact.
Did you carry that? Obviously, you missed 3 or 4 with the Achilles injury. Did you carry that for a couple of weeks before you actually got sidelined?
Yeah, definitely. It's just something that I've just got to learn to manage a bit better. And a lot of times, being a footballer, you just want to be out there training and on the park all the time. But sometimes that's not too good for your body when you're carrying something. So, we're in a good space now in managing it, though.
Is it completely healed, or you just got to manage it with some lighter duties during the week?
Yeah, it doesn't go away, having Achilles injuries. So, but we're on top of it now, managing it well, and we're getting good results.
You feel like your confidence is right up? You seem to be flying above a few packs on the weekend.
Yeah, that's what the team wants me to do. So, I just wanted to get out there and be the best I can be, and I'm starting to feel good in my body, and that's the sort of stuff that the team needs me to do, and if I can, the more I can do of that, the better.
What do you expect coming up against your old side for the first time this weekend?
Bit unsure at the moment. It'll be interesting, so I'll just be ready for whatever. Yeah.
Are you more nervous than usual?
Yeah, I am a little bit. Yeah. Yes. Obviously, a bit tough, but I'll have a chat with Schultz and boys like that that have come from other clubs, and get some tips off them how to approach it.
Do you keep in contact with blokes at Essendon? Like, are you texting this week, or like any banter or anything like that?
Oh, a little bit. I spent a lot of years there, so I've got a couple of mates, and we keep in touch and whatever. But it's all about getting out there and taking the 4 points this week, so a bit of friendly banter.
Who's your closest mates at Essendon still?
Courtney Dempsey, probably Jake Carlisle. Yeah, I was pretty close over the journey with those two. So,
Are there any hard feelings from any of them over there?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything or anything like that. So I don't focus on that anyway. I've moved on, and I'm at a great club now, and I just want to put all my energy into playing the best footy I can here.
Do you expect, what's making you more nervous, the reception of playing against your former teammates or reaction from the crowd?
No, I'm more playing against the former teammates, yeah. You just don't know what you're going to get until you're out there.
Who's the best on the lip over there that's still there at the moment?
I don't know. I know a couple from here, but not from there. Angus Monfries.
Dawson Hipple said yesterday there'd be a little bit of niggle, but he said it in a good-natured sort of manner.
Yeah, it's a bit of friendly banter, I guess, out on the field. I've never had any issues over the journey with any of my teammates, so I wouldn't have thought anything would be too sinister.
Does the whole WADA appeal still sit on your mind now? Yeah, that's going on. How does that affect you now?
Nah, not really. I don't, I haven't focused too much of my energies on that. We just let the process take place, and I'm not stressed at all.
Are you happy with the move to Adelaide, looking back?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a really good one. Obviously, we haven't had the results on field, but I know I've made the right decision, and this is a great club. We just haven't been able to put it out there on the park consistently as often as we like, so we just keep focusing on that.
Is there enough time to get it with 7 games to go? Is there enough time to get that consistency to play finals?
I'm not sure. We just got to go out and focus on the week at hand. So this week it's against Essendon in Melbourne. So that's all we can focus on, getting training right and then preparing as best we can to get out there and get the win on the weekend.
Looking bigger picture, like with your place at Port Adelaide, I think earlier in the year Ken Hinckley talked about Brad Alton's move to Geelong and said that it took a little while for him to sort of get settled, but once he did, it was fantastic for the club. Do you feel like your confidence is growing sort of week by week or month by month?
Yeah, yeah. The more training and the more involved I am with the team, I'm growing every day with the fellas, just building relationships and stuff like that. It takes a bit of time. Once I build really good relationships with players and the coaches, that'll be, it'll be good.
And the move between ruck and forward, are you still finding that balance with Benny Lobi?
Yeah, still working on it. Some games it works good and others it doesn't work as well. But we have our focuses every week and, we just got to keep working at getting those right consistently.
Do you have a preference to how much time you spend on ball or up forward?
Myself and Lobes, we just take it as it comes out on the ground. So if he's doing well on the ruck, I tend to leave him up there a bit longer. Whereas if I'm up forward and bit out of the play a bit, he'll call me up and get me in the midfield a bit. So, we just take it as it comes and, just keep working at it together.
How's Matty White coming along and have you been really missing his pace?
Yeah, he's going well, so hopefully he's back out there pretty soon. But he's been burning up the track, so he's ready to go.
And also, he's came to that port to maybe win a premiership. That's probably not going to happen this year, all things being equal. But moving forward, you still believe the club's got the quality to challenge again next year?
Yeah, definitely. We just got to get that play that four quarters. Get it consistently right, and we'll win more games than not. So. We just got to keep working at that.
Yeah. Your teammates sort of said they'll help you out this weekend too, with putting a block on that sort of stuff on if you need some help.
No, I haven't really spoken about this week. To be honest, we just want to go out there and focus on getting the 4 points. Whether I don't think the team's going to be too worried about myself and how things pan out. So.
And how do you rate the Poppers? Are they still
last couple?
Yeah, they're always a good side when they step up to the challenge. They're missing a few key players at the moment, but we'll expect them to be fired up.